We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know, T-Pain, Shaq was that the voice thing that T-Pain uses? The
auto-tune.
Did you hear Shaq's rap last night at the NBA Awards?
No.
It was, now, I love Shaq, by the way, and I do want to talk about him later in the show, and I'll play something from his monologue.
He had a rap?
He rapped, but it wasn't just like 20 seconds of whatever. It was 3 minutes, and part of it was auto-tuned, and I did not love it. Like, I thought it was...
Like a parody, a joke, or this is a...
I think it was more serious than parody. There was some goofiness to it because he called out Chuck and Kenny at one point, whatever, but yeah, I thought most of it was a genuine... But he had this weird auto-tune in there. Do you have the Shaq rap, because I think we just have a small clip, but it starts with the auto-tune, but he's singing live over the auto-tune, so you hear, it sounds real weird, then he goes into the rap. Play a little bit of that. NBA, that's him.
I'm on Fushnickens. What's his name?
Shaq, and I'm ready, come and get mine. Shaq D's, and I brought my diesel drum line. NBA Awards, now we on in prime time. Let's get hyped, because you know that it's showtime.
It was a 3 minute rap. Like, it was a full performance.
Cut that out of the replay. Garbage.
I watched it last night. I watched most of it last night. Most of the awards show, I have to tell you. All right, let's do Cheers 2 here before we get sidetracked on that. So if you want to win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, which is on Dixie between Oakland and Commercial, we love that place. They've got, you know, myriad brews, and they've got unbelievable food as well. I always rave about the yuca tots, but really the entire menu is just phenomenal.
I love the burgers and the wings. And
that's
the
right.
Beers. The beers by far.
The Buffalo Bison Burger, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Isn't it?
Buffalo. It's delicious.
So $50 at Funky Buddha is up for grabs. There's one open phone line on the 954 number, which is 954-567-0560. We will quickly go around the room, give you who we're giving cheers to, and then we'll go to the phones, and we will all vote, and someone gets the $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. I'm going to give cheers to, I like to share with you some TV shows that I watch, I think are worthy. Cobra Kai was a show I've talked about numerous times. I have been watching on Netflix Conan Without Borders. It's Conan O'Brien, and he goes to different countries. And it is, I'm telling you, maybe the best show on Netflix. It's that good.
It's funny.
It's really funny, but it's also a look into a different country. He went to Haiti, and he went to Israel, and he went to Korea. And it's really well done. I didn't think I liked Conan O'Brien as much as I did until I watched this thing. It's like 30 or 40 minute episodes, but there's six of them, and they are fantastic. So I give cheers to, and I give you the recommendation also to watch it on Netflix. It's called Conan Without Borders. No pour, huh? Just the clanking. We're cutting back. We have
budget cuts.
There's budget cuts. We had to get rid of either the pour or the clanking. We stuck with the clanking there.
I wasn't in that meeting.
Who are you giving cheers to, Chan?
Nobody calls me Chan.
I don't
Chan.
Know. Solana started it, and I think I like it.
I love it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chan.
Some people won't agree. I'm giving my cheers to the Cameroon women's soccer team. Did you see that?
Solana explained it to me yesterday, but I did not see it.
You could crowd or cliff notes. They thought the refs were messing them over, and they all went crazy. They were spitting at people. One girl pushed the ref in the back. They wanted to start play. The coach was snapping. The coach was walking off the field like he wasn't going to let his girls play. They went crazy. And I know Cheers 2 is supposed to be some upbeat. No, I understand. I enjoyed it. They're Cameroon.
It's a tiny little country that I know
this means
for soccer.
This means everything.
And the exact same play, when they took a goal away from Cameroon, it was the same play, and they did not take it away from the team they were playing, and the girls went crazy. If you're getting messed over, this is your whole – this is everything to those people in this country. And they got messed over, so they went wild and articulated themselves in a wild way, and I like wildness, and I got to give my cheers to the Cameroon women for going nuts when they thought they got messed over in the game.
Now, you saw the game, right, Solana? Did they get screwed over?
They did, but they were still the right calls when you went to VAR. So, like, they did get screwed over because the offsides call that took away their goal.
Oh, that's what you were telling me. You know, it's almost like in the NHL when they go to video review on a goal and it's literally the tip of someone's skate that's on the blue line or whatever. And it's like, this is not what this was intended for. Like, you know, so maybe theoretically it is offsides, but in the way that sports is played, but it happens in the NFL now too, you know, like there's a catch in the end zone and there is a toe on the white line.
Nope.
And it's not a catch anymore.
Oh, too. It happened in the playoffs with the NBA started to do the replays now.
Yeah. Oh, and the offensive goaltending, I think that was replayed during one of the NBA Finals games,
I think. In the NCAA Final Four Championship game, the same thing happened where a ball was like poked out and it like nipped the pinky of somebody. And it was clearly out on the other team, but because it nipped the pinky, the ball was awarded to.
I guess if you're gonna go with video, you live or die with the good or the bad. Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
Well, the Cameroonians, they showed poor class, even if they were right, Crowder. Whatever happened to some good old sportsmanship? So that's who I want to give my cheers to. Mike Conley, he won the NBA's Teammate of the Year award and the NBA Sportsmanship Award yesterday at the NBA Awards show in LA. We tend to overlook great teammates and great sportsmanship with our obsessive starvation for championships and winning at all costs. And I got to tell you guys, those things should come second to a great guy like Mike Conley. Being a great teammate, I'm glad Mike Conley's getting the respect he deserves, even if it's not because he's winning chips. Great teammate, great sportsmanship deserves to be applauded. Cheers to my boy, Mike Conley.
Now, you were obviously reading that. Did you write it, or is that Greg Cody's column or something? Like, what?
Sportsmanship.
All right.
Sportsmanship.
There you go.
So it's not about winning anymore.
Sportsmanship.
I'm not saying that. It's just winning's not everything.
Yeah,
okay?
It's not all about chips. Man, if they say chips one more time on First Take,
it gets to me.
Oh, my God. Like, we got you. You think it's cool to say chips. But Max Kellerman says chips every 30th word.
Am I crazy? I thought my entire life growing up it was ships, like championships.
Ships, right. Now they call them chips.
Oh, so it recently changed.
No, it's always been chips.
No,
Chan.
Everybody calls it ships.
It's always
championships.
Chan, I assure you, it's always been
chips. Nobody calls me Chan.
By the way, I want my chips with the dip.
Chips with the dip. That's in Shaq's monologue. I'll get to that later. We're doing cheers too. I don't want to get sidetracked. All right, Matthew, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Amazing, man. Out here working.
Who are you giving cheers to, Matthew? Where are you working at? Cheers. What are you doing? What are you doing?
We are out here in Western Florida doing roofs. We do roof cleaning.
Woo, it's got to be hot up there today, man.
It is hell.
Well, I ain't up there.
Oh, okay. You're
in the truck.
He's in the truck watching the real workers do the work.
Good job, George. Get that edge.
It was like he was all in a good mood, laughing and joking. I ain't up there. Go ahead, Matthew. Who are you giving cheers to? Why don't you give it to the guys up there working on the roof while you're in the air conditioning?
Absolutely. But no, a real cheers to the commitment. I was at a gentleman's club this weekend. Commitment to the young lady who had a full spider web within her butt. Full spider web tat, I swear.
Wow.
She had, you're saying, it's a spider web tat, but you would...
with a spider in the inner portion. There was a spider in there.
You've got to be kidding me.
The middle of the web is the...
You're positive it was a spider?
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't even want to know.
I got to go to the bathroom. Got to wash my hands.
Oh, I got to take a shower. I got to take a shower. I would go running. I would be like Forrest Gump. And that, what could be a great moment.
What is that again?
Is that a brown recluse?
Oh, my God.
That's a recluse.
Great spider joke. Donald, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to, Donald?
Dude, I just lost my lunch on that.
Yeah, I think I did too.
But listen, I'm married 42 years. I took my wife to Funky Buddha last Thursday for, I think, burgers and beer.
Awesome.
She never drinks beer. So I ordered the Manhattan. She took two of them down like they were water.
Wow.
Hey, that's one of the mixology series.
Yeah, well, yeah. We saw those because they brought us some of those, I think. Yeah,
we did. It's delicious, bro.
There you go. She loves beer now.
So who are you giving cheers to? Let's win her $50 over there.
I'm giving cheers to my wife.
All right. For going there and loving it and knocking them down. Now, Babu is a character from Seinfeld, and this guy, there is a Babu on Twitter. I wonder if this is the same guy. Is this Babu from Twitter?
Hawkman, you're a very good man.
That's Babu! I love Babu. One of the greatest television characters of all time. Who are you giving cheers to, Babu?
Well, before I give cheers to, I would encourage everyone to celebrate the birth of our nation for 4th of July. Check out honkuplikeagoose.com. Get yourself some merchandise.
There you go. I love this guy. It says here on the call screen that you're calling from Houston. Is that true?
That's true.
Look at you, listening live online in Houston, Texas. Who are you giving cheers to?
Well, I'm actually giving cheers to you and Channing. You got a nicotine baby and a nuclear baby on the AM dial, and that's a beautiful thing, man.
You know what? No lie. I mean, I think it's a testament to Entercom for hiring two defective hosts, a nicotine baby and Crowder being raised at the Three Mile Island wasteland, like the exclusion zone. But rent was cheap, and
yeah,
so there it is.
There.
That's a strong cheers, too. How do you pronounce this guy's name on line four, Solana?
Cornudo.
What is that?
No idea.
Okay, Cornudo, you are on. This is the worst phone line. You got to make it quick because this phone line sounds like it sounds like Crowder's home at Three Mile Island.
My cheers too goes out to Marilyn Monroe for being married to two guys that were attached to a monster dong, Joe DiMaggio and Minji Tsu.
I almost feel like we need the Pete Rose sound now to pay proper homage to Joe DiMaggio. Big dog, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
What up, Babu is a kiss ass, boy.
Hey, man, you want to win that prize?
Yeah. I give cheers to that boy, Lou Williams, not because he's the sixth man, because that boy got six girls. SharkToursFlorida.com.
There you go.
Guy gave out a shout out to Honked Off Like a Goose. That dude just did SharkToursFlorida.com.
SharkToursFL.com.
There you go.
Very good to go.
Matt, you're the last one. Matt, who are you giving cheers to?
I don't know how to compete with some of these guys between the.
This is going to be a tough one, Matt. I'm not even lying. This is going to be a tough one.
Between the spiders and the brown nose, and it's going to be hard to compete.
I know.
With Jordan Yamamoto.
Oh, we love Jordan Yamamoto. We had him on the air. Did you hear when he was on with us?
No, I missed it, but I'll check it out.
He was excellent.
Yeah.
3-0. He's got just two runs in 19 innings, 19 strikeouts, and the kid's a stud. Finally something to cheer for the Marlins, though.
No doubt. That's a good one. That's a good sports one. Jordan Yamamoto was on with us a couple weeks ago. Just a nice guy. Great story. He's 3-0 now. It's tough.
Yeah, two hits in 19 innings?
What are we going to do here?
I don't know.
Cheers, too. This is as tough as we've ever had it. Number one, he was giving cheers to the young lady who had enough commitment to have a spider web tattooed on her derriere, including part of the inside part, which was the spider. I don't know. Number two, gave cheers to his wife. He took her to Funky Buddha. She's not a drinker. She knocked back a couple Manhattans. Caller three, Babu, gave cheers to me and you for being defective radio hosts but still having jobs. Number four, cheers to Marilyn Monroe. She dated Joe DiMaggio and Minji Stew, which I was not aware, by the way.
Minji got a rock.
Channing's long-lost brother, Minji Stew. Caller five, Lou Williams, not for winning the Sixth Man Award, but for knocking them all down. And caller six, Jordan Yamamoto, the Marlins pitching sensation, who was excellent on our show. I am as confused as I've ever been on the voting for this.
I'm going with one.
The young lady with the spider web?
Yeah, because if you're going to go, you got to go all the way in, man. She's an entertainer. She's using her pieces to entertain. If you want to get the attention, do something different. I got to go with the spider web on the booty.
I think I am going to actually vote for number six, Jordan Yamamoto. This segment was, the origins were sports, not tattoos on an ass. And he kept it true to the original idea of this segment, giving cheers to. So now we've got a split decision.
Let's go.
And that means you, Alejandro, will be the deciding vote. You can vote for either caller number one, Matthew in Cooper City, or caller number six, who's also Matt, in Delray Beach. Caller one, the spiderweb tattoo. Caller six, Jordan Yamamoto.
Just want to say, very excited, my first time being the arbiter here.
Not so, the arbiter. Falero had this same problem. You're not arbitrating anything. You're just casting the deciding vote.
Big decision. I'm going to go Matt in Del Rey because Jordan Yamamoto, great sportsmanship when he's on the mound.
And he's a big fan of sportsmanship, as we know.
Goodness.
Alejandro, big fan of sportsmanship. So there you go. Matt in Del Rey, $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. You will enjoy it. Absolutely. Quick break for us, and we'll come right back. What an enjoyable first hour and 25 minutes of this show.
I've had a good time.
Who's going to miss us when we're on vacation for a couple of weeks? Who's going to miss us?
Everybody.
Don't fall in love with another show. Make sure you come back.
You come back around.
Don't fall in love with another show.
Like when you're not around, what is it, In-N-Out? When you go back and In-N-Out's there, you're going as soon as you get off the plane.
Of course.
You know, that's what it is. That's when the love is strong.
So did you watch any of the NBA awards last night?
No.
So I watched it. My kid's a big NBA fan. And I mean, there was nothing to do at 9 o'clock. There's no, I mean, there was no Marlins game even last night. Like, there was nothing going on. So we watched. So Shaq did a monologue, and they did a funny bit at one point where Kenny and Charles, they were in the audience, and they were, everybody was seated at tables, you know, and they were and they had Jay Farrow from Saturday Night Live. You ever seen Jay Farrow?
Yeah, he does the Denzel.
Does Shaq, and you've seen his impersonation of Shaq, where he makes his eyes close, and then they go in different directions. Like, I'm telling you, it's very good.
Oh, Shaq's eyes are too close to be as big as he is.
Yeah, you said that, and they kind of stare off into different directions.
You can put a monocle over both of them.
Play the Shaq rap again, just in case people miss it. This is he opened the show with a rap, and this was the end of it.
NBA awards, better make some noise.
NBA awards, better make some noise.
Big Shaq and I'm ready, come and get mine. Shaq D's and I brought my diesel drum line. NBA awards, now we on in prime time. Let's get hyped, cause you know that it's showtime.
You know, they kept showing Charles and Kenny during the rap, and I like after like 45 seconds, people started the feeling I got just on my couch was like, is this a parody or is he throwing it down?
Shaq thinks he can rap for real. Then Fushnikins?
He rapped with Fushnikins he's actually had some hits, like things that charted.
And we've argued about that a number of times. Where I think Shaq's fame got songs big.
No doubt.
He's not a talented rapper.
Bruce Willis had a hit song in the 80s, and the song was garbage. But Don Johnson had a hit song. So yes, his fame absolutely. But He's got it in his arsenal.
Yeah, because my son could have wrote that rap we just listened to.
NBA awards.
What were Kenny and the Jet doing? Like, were they kind of bobbing their head, pretending?
So, at first, they were kind of bobbing their head. Then they were kind of looking at each other, like, smiling, like, is this going on a little too long? And then, you know, after like a minute and a half, it was kind of like, what are we doing here? Like, what? It never... And I still don't have any clarity as to whether it was supposed to be funny or whether it was supposed to be banging. Like, I don't really have clarity.
It seems banging because there was no real jokes in what I
just heard. He did have a couple lines in there about Kenny and Charles at one point. I don't know. Can you make the headphones a little bit louder? It almost feels like they went softer.
Yeah, because people, like, he thinks he's talented, so I'm going to be able to rap on TNT during the NBA Awards.
Right, like, I'll throw it down.
I'm going to show out.
Yeah.
So that's what, even when you told me he rapped, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure he's trying to show out.
Play a little bit of his monologue. He went out there to do a traditional monologue. And now, I'm going to say this. I love Shaquille O'Neal. He is a larger-than-life personality. He's comfortable in a monstrous body.
Yep.
A lot of big guys are not. He's Boban, comfortable, it seems like, with his size, right? Like, yeah. It's fairly rare. He's very comfortable in his size. I think he's a great larger-than-life personality. I know he left here. A lot of people soured on him a little bit. But I happen to love him. But this monologue, like, you're going to hear these jokes. These are some of the oldest jokes. Like, these are some of the hackiest, oldest jokes that, like, a real comedian, like...
I'll tell you, it's hard to have a performance of jokes. It's funny to play, like, especially with their size, to play into it and to have, like, the back and forth between Charles, the crap talking. It's a lot easier to crap talk than to go up on stage and have a performance. Because I've done one or two little, like, roasts, and I can joke and play with my friends all day. Then you stand up on stage and it's 200 people staring at you to entertain them. It's a different little realm.
When I did stand up, you know, at the Improv, like, I prepared for it for 3 or 4 months, and it was great. It was one of the greatest nights of my life. But I said I'll never do it again because it was that taxing on me. Like, it was, you really have to put in work. Like, you cannot get up there. People tell you all the time, oh, you're funny, man. You should do that on stage. And then all of a sudden you get on stage. It's a whole different animal. These jokes went over well. They're fine. But if you really listen to them, they're just old jokes.
I haven't heard them, but you tell me if a 5'9", 170-pounder tells
a
joke.
Who you've never heard of.
They're not going to be funny.
Right, no, I got you. I'm like, it's funny because it's him doing a traditional monologue, but these are old jokes, but they did work.
I slimmed down, lost a lot of weight, almost 145 pounds. You want to know how I did it, Charles Barkley? I got divorced. Sharif, don't tell your mama I said that. But I give my ex-wife credit. She's a great housekeeper. She got to keep the house in Orlando, the house in Miami, and the house in L.A.
Those weren't good.
I mean, those are old jokes. Those are really old jokes.
Yeah, those aren't good.
And I'll tell you this. I lost a lot of weight recently. I lost 120 pounds. I got divorced. I mean, it's a really old joke. And the way he delivers it, which is, do you want to know how I did it, Charles? Like, I mean, just, you know. But it worked. I mean, everybody was laughing.
It didn't work.
It worked.
You know what? It happened was after he said, I got divorced, he smiled and looked around, and everybody looked at him and
He's one of those guys, though, that can make anyone laugh. We used to, when I worked on Dan's show, we used to make fun. When he would have a media gaggle around him, you know, in the locker room with the Heat, whatever he said, because he's so big and so gregarious, he could make anyone laugh at anything in his stuff that's just not funny.
Yes. And if you do any little motions or grab somebody and wiggle them, because I do that. If I'm in a little group and I tell a terrible joke, I grab and wiggle somebody, lean on them next to me. Those jokes were terrible.
So they did Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley. They had Jay Farrow at their table with them. So at, like, you know, halfway during the show, they go over to Kenny and Charles. And they're interviewing Jay Farrow as if he's new Shaq. That they've had budget cuts, they've gotten rid of the old Shaq, and he is sitting there, I'm telling you, with, like, the cross-eyed and the real, and he answers, like, a couple questions as Shaq.
Shaq's so busy these days, so we had to make changes to inside the NBA.
Shaq, we want a question for you. What changes would you make to our show since the new Shaq is here?
I'm going to change it. I'll make sure the show actually have a segment where I just talk for like 20 minutes just like this and ramble on about things like McDonald's. I love McDonald's. Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are amazing. You dip them in with the sauce. The sauce is good. Chicken sauce. Extra crispy. I love Drake. Love Drake. I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know. I like my chips. I want my chips with the dip. I love dip. Salsa. Nacho cheese. Everything. Ranch dip. Queso. It's all good. It's all amazing. It's all for Shaq. Shaq, love it. Love it.
It's pretty much what he does. Like, it's funny. It was really good. It was really good. Anyway, I enjoyed the NBA awards. Giannis made a very emotional speech as the MVP. There was a really cool factoid from Bleacher Report that they tweeted out. This is pretty wild because it goes, a global game. NBA champion, Toronto. MVP, Nigeria and Greece. Most improved player, Cameroon.
Yeah.
Right? Because Pascal Siakam, is he from Cameroon?
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the year, Slovenia. Because it was Doncic. Defensive player of the year, France.
Gobert.
Right, Gobert. That's pretty wild. Every that major is. Award, including the NBA champion themselves, not from the USA. That's pretty wild.
It has to be one time in NBA
history. Yeah, I mean, that's probably an aberration. Or I would say the NBA would love that, though. Like, if you can attract that many talented players and from all over the world, like, because it builds the brand globally when you have someone to root for that, you know, is playing in the best league. Like, they must love that.
There's more international players now than when I was a kid.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking about Doncic.
Without question. Yeah. Porzingis. And
the big boy in Denver.
Jokic,
yeah, Siakam.
Every team, right? It seems like every team has at least one prominent international player.
Yeah, Dragic for
that?
Us.
Is it because just the game's
the
growing?
The game is growing globally, and it used to be such a different ball game. Like, we were inside banging, and so a lot of times internationally, that game wouldn't translate to the U.S., right? But now the U.S. game is more like international basketball than it's ever been.
Like Dirk.
Yep.
When Dirk came in, they were like, this big 7-footer that shoots.
It was a novelty. You didn't see stuff like that in the NBA.
Now you can't find fast enough a 7-footer that can shoot because that's where the game's going.
Yeah, totally different game. So it's more applicable to the international style of play.
Porzingis and them boys, same thing.
All right, let's take a quick break here. I don't know how we can top the first hour and 35 minutes of this program, but we are going to try.
Radio.com.
Do you like Shaq, by the way? I mean, I know you like him, but like, do you have hard feelings of the way that he left the Heat or?
Oh, not at all. He was old. He didn't leave in his prime.
Was he old?
Yeah,
I guess he was.
He then went to be the big Cactus and the big Celtic, and he was just slow and lumbering.
What was he in Boston? He was the big Shamrock or something?
The big Shamrock.
Is that what it was?
Shamrock, and then, what was that?
Cleveland? Didn't he go to Cleveland?
Cleveland.
He was win a ring for the king was like his slogan.
Then when he went to, was it Phoenix was at the end, right?
No, Phoenix was after Miami.
Oh, okay. Right. That was right after Miami.
Traded him for Sean Marion and Marcus Banks.
The Matrix. Yes.
Yeah, the Matrix.
Hey,
did you,
because you're our biggest Heat fan, Solana, do you like Shaq? Because, the problem that a lot of people had was when he left, he called out Chris Quinn, which inexplicably that Miami, and he's a great assistant coach now, whatever, but inexplicably that Miami fans, you know, caped up for Chris Quinn and Ron Culp, the trainer. It was
Chris Quinn, we understand in the organization, may not have been the most talented player, but the heart he gave speaks wonders to this Miami Heat organization.
He had heart. That's the girl with the nice personality.
Heart. Y'all were there and y'all said, man, what the hell did Shaq say to Chris Quinn?
About Chris Quinn?
How dare he? Like, y'all felt that way?
It was a lot of people did.
Before he left, he kind of, I guess, demanded a trade. It was, the time was up.
No,
he
wanted out.
He wasn't taking care of his body at that point. He didn't want to play with the Heat.
And then when he got to Phoenix, he was all about getting into shape, and not that it worked, but he was all about getting into shape and whatnot. But there were a lot of hard feelings.
I got no problem with Shaq.
I would submit to you that Shaquille O'Neal is probably the top athlete that ever wore a Miami Heat uniform when it comes to international recognizability, investments, endorsements. Is it bigger than LeBron? Like, is that, I mean, and I know the initial reaction is going to be no, but I'm telling you, Shaquille O'Neal is larger than life. Just because he's not playing basketball now, don't forget the longevity of his career, larger than life. I would say to you that Shaquille O'Neal could not walk on a sidewalk in a country on this planet and not be recognized as Shaq.
I'm with you. LeBron would be the only argument I can make for anybody against Shaq.
And I'm talking about, you know, people that wore a Miami uniform. Yeah. You know Dan Marino. You were traveling with him after the Hall of Fame thing, and he's a very recognized, dumb famous.
Yeah.
But I would imagine Dan Marino could probably walk around, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, I'm not thinking about a faraway place. I'm talking about, and I'm not saying that he wouldn't be recognized at all. Go to Aruba. Like, he could make it. Like, Shaq could not walk down a street in Aruba without people saying Shaq, Shaq, Shaq. And yeah. I think Dan Marino could.
And the combination of his being as big as he is and his fame, like his face. Yep. So you look at, damn, that's a 7-foot dude. And then you say, that's Shaquille O'Neal. That's Shaq. Yeah, I'm with you.
I read an article in USA Today. The headline was, Shaq's endorsed over 50 products since leaving the NBA. By the way, last night in the awards ceremony, they had, you know, everybody was sitting at tables. He had all the food cleared off Chuck and Kenny's table, and then he delivered them Papa John's pizzas. Like, we know that he is now on the board of Papa John's.
Yeah.
He owns now, like, 11 of them. He invested about $4+ million for all his relationship now with Papa John's, but he's a major player with them now, and he used airtime last night to begin to rehabilitate that brand.
It was genius because it was thought of as a racist brand now with, what was his name?
And now John Schnatter.
Schnatter, yeah.
And the then Papa. Him,
yeah. Now you Papa, get Shaq. Yeah. The biggest black dude, yeah.
You can't argue.
You gotta get
right?
a black dude. Now you get the biggest one in the world. It was genius. It really was genius. But Shaq does a Shaq's been
not like they went out and got Wayne Brady.
Hey man, don't give.
Can Wayne, I say that
Wayne's pretty funny? Man. I like Wayne.
I like that Wayne has a sense of humor about that reputation because he used to do it on Chappelle's Show.
Yes,
Wayne Brady's really funny about having that reputation.
It's him. That's why he can be funny. Wayne Brady's not cool. Wayne Brady's Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
But the music you talked about it. I don't think he's the greatest rapper ever, but he does have platinum albums. For, I think, one album, two album, whatever it was. He had platinum. He was in those dumbass movies.
Yep.
Shazam or whatever
Kazam.
It was called. Kazam.
Did another one, too, didn't he?
He did a couple dumb silly, like, kid movies, but the businesses, 50 businesses. Yeah. He's on commercials and playing with cartoons for insurance. Shaq's figured out. Bigger than LeBron, because LeBron's getting the movies now. LeBron will never rap or do anything like that. He can get into music, but Shaq has his hand in so many different avenues of life that you walk. He walks into business, he walks into meeting, it's going to get done.
I'm looking at it on USA Today. Basketball fans know Shaq from his championships with the Lakers and the Heat. There's probably a few who remember him better as the icy hot guy, which, I mean, you see him all the time. I see him during the day, especially like First Take for the General,
yep.
That car insurance.
Yes.
He does commercials with a cartoon general.
Go to the General and save some time.
Always makes me laugh. Says your grandma might know him as the big man on all those Gold Bond commercials. He does Gold Bond as well. Your neighborhood politico might even remember him as the dude that endorsed Chris Christie in 2013. Chances are you've seen the retired NBA star and center Shaquille O'Neal on television endorsing one of over 50 brands, according to Sports Illustrated, whether that included dipping Oreos in a cold glass of milk or dunking on some middle schoolers as he hawks Burger King's Shaq Pack. Shaq pocketed almost $28 million during 2004, his best-paying year in basketball, according to SportTrack, a website that tracks professional athletes' salaries. Post-NBA, however, the Hall of Famer's endorsement deals and investments have built the brunt of his net worth, estimated, this was in 2016, at $400 million by
that.
Forbes. And I would bet that's increased by $100 million, probably worth $500 million. Now it says, most recently, the 7-foot-1 investor landed $4.125 million through a Papa John's deal that included a spot on the company's board of directors. Oh, so he didn't invest $4.125 million.
I was just
He got paid $4 million.
I watched, was it a 30? I don't think a 30 for 30. I think it was that Real Sports of Bryant Gumbel?
Yeah.
And he was talking about, I sell fun. And he was even insinuating, I don't invest money in
the Carnival, because he's with Carnival now, which is the fun ship.
Yes. And he was saying, even like his commercials where he's always wiggling his little butt and his little memes he makes, he's like, I sell fun. It's like, that's all I sell. And he was even talking about, I don't throw money at stuff. I'll give you Shaq.
By the way, how brilliant to recognize that I have this asset. It's fun. I'll sell fun. You'll get notoriety. You will get name recognition, but fun. Yeah. It's not like choosing someone that, like Kawhi, with New Balance or whatever he's doing. Okay, what are you getting? We saw the video that he did for New Balance right after the championship, and it was stilted. It was...
Yay, the champions. Yeah. New Balance, we're next.
But with Shaq, you're getting fun, which is what advertisers are looking for oftentimes.
And even when he was, what was it called, the Jabberwockies? The white mask?
He had them out last night on the rap.
He did, but the funny thing is...
He goes to the well with Jabberwockies.
If he's Dwayne Wade doing the Jabberwockie, it's a dude doing the Jabberwockie.
Why? It's okay. Shaq.
He's gigantic. The mask doesn't fit his head. He's huge. The man wears a 22. So he's bigger than life, and he makes himself a joke. It's a genius business plan.
It really
Shaq
is. Papa John's deal includes spot on the company's board of directors, 87,000 shares of stock, and his face on the brand. With stocks, the agreement is worth over $8.5 million. In 1992, Shaq signed a multi-year deal with Reebok as a spokesman and now hopes to buy the company and bring the shoes back to basketball and fitness, he told CNBC on Thursday. Other business ventures, wow, listen to this. Other business ventures have included part ownership of 155 Five Guys burger joints, a chain of car washes, several fitness centers, three Las Vegas nightclubs, and a number of Auntie Anne's pretzel stands.
UD has Auntie Anne's as well.
He does?
Yeah.
I know he's got Subway. I didn't know he had Auntie Anne's.
It was on an Instagram post. He talked about Auntie Anne's.
Oh, he went off on that Instagram post.
Yeah, he brought up all the companies that he owns.
Here's a list of Shaq-endorsed products you might have forgotten about. Soda Shaq. In 2013, the Arizona Beverage Company partnered with Shaq on a line of cream sodas. Hey.
Yeah.
That was back to our argument.
Black dude.
But it didn't work.
No.
So.
You know why? There was diabetes in a bottle. Bro, it was so.
You had the Soda Shaq?
I got a bunch of them because it was his face
his
on the
face
side.
His face on the can. Yeah, I remember him.
That big-ass Arizona can.
Yep.
You busted open, sugar would fly in your eyes. It was diabetes in a can. I couldn't even get through a can.
Mr. Big candy bars.
Never remember those.
Shaq's 1995 Cadbury endorsement helped launch the company's largest candy bar named the Mr. Big with the tagline, "So big they call him Mr." The chocolate bar contains layers of vanilla wafers, caramel, Rice Krisps, and peanuts. The bar is twice the length of two standard bars, measuring about 8 inches long. It's available in certain parts of the U.S., but primarily sold in Canada, according to Amazon. I didn't even know it still existed.
The Canadians love it.
Shaq Fu. In 1994, Shaq's avatar became the main character in a 2D fighting game for Super Nintendo and the Sega Mega Drive.
I had it.
You had Shaq Fu?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Terrible game.
And then there's him in the... In the karate robe there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to call himself Shaq Fu. Anyway, one of the most successful post-athletic careers of anyone.
And there's a thing, just something to think about. When a guy like that with all that money, they give him all these shares and companies. It's where, the private equity funds, where if they know you have millions, they'll let you get in on stuff knowing you're not going to try to come and get your money back real fast. Like, I need my money. He doesn't need money.
Right.
So if we give you shares, we can use your name. We get you shares knowing that tomorrow he's not going to say, I want to sell my 87,000 shares or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to let it ride out.
That
I'm
equity
ride
is going to build for both of them. The build going to build for the company, going to build for Shaq.
I'm not taking a shot at Shaq. I'm just explaining when you have money, it's easier to make money.
All right, let's take a break here. I do want to get into some NFL in the 4 o'clock hour. There's this dearth of stuff going on in professional sports, although the Marlins do start tonight. I don't want Craig Minervini to yell at me, but there is a dearth of sports. But CBS Sports has come out with some storylines for the NFL for 2019. So we'll tip our toe in the NFL waters when we come back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.